is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and sing for while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the skies, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow shall abide.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout
victory.
Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of our pay.
When we all
get to heaven,
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout
victory.
When we all get to heaven, love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout for me. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the skies. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow shall abide.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day
of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of our pay.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
If you're going the same old way, same shall you stay. But if it's a new vision, then it constantly calls for a new direction. If you're thinking average, you will be on the same old page. But if you want to excel, you will expel the rot to have a story to tell. If you are complaining, the same shall be your remaining. But if you are always praising, you shall he always be raising. If you live your life on a whatever idea, it will lead you wherever. But if you are careful about your choice, it will cause you to rejoice. If you're full of tears, you will always be with and be in your fears. But if you're full of cheers, then you will stand tall among your peers. Reflections by Ebenezer Coy.
Hello, lovely people. We thank God for this privilege that He has rendered to us to come under His throne of grace to share His word with you. May His name be praised. Amen.
Amen.
I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor Felix Opoku-Jimfi. Please are welcome.
Thank you.
Today's lesson is captioned Returning to Egypt. Returning to Egypt. And for the whole week's lesson, it is based on Back to Egypt. That is lesson number 12. And our memory text is from Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 5. May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sent you to tell us. Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah 42 could be very exciting. And what will the people do? Will they reach out in faith, a faith that is revealed in obedience, and remain in Judah? Or will they make the same mistakes that were made in the past? And instead of following a clear, thus saith the Lord, do what they want to do, despite the Lord's clear warning in the last few verses of chapter 42 about what would await them if they did go back to Egypt.
All right. You are welcomed once again, and we thank God for giving us this opportunity to be alive. We, as she introduced the lesson for today, we are talking about returning to Egypt. And this is a follow-up story of what happened yesterday. That is when the children of Israel, after fighting Ishmael, who actually killed their last king called Gedaliah, they all gathered and then they wanted to know from the prophet whether they should run away into Egypt in order to do away or to be away from the anger of Nebuchadnezzar, or they should stay in the town, even though it is a ruined city, and that God's promise will be theirs. The prophet actually asked them to come back later after 10 days so that they would know what the Lord wills for them. And if you read the account of the Bible, the children of Israel had already been at the borders between Egypt and then Jerusalem, just waiting for the word of the prophet, either to go away so that, they will be away from the troubles that may befall them as a result of the death of their king, or they should stay in the land. So chapter 43 of the book of Jeremiah follows on with the story. So this is what the children of Israel did after the prophet actually told them exactly what they have to do by running away into Egypt, but that they should stay in the city of Jerusalem. Even though it is ruined, God had promised to take care of them. And I would want to read a bit. That is from verse 1 through to 7 of chapter 43 of Jeremiah. And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people of the words of their God, wherewith Jehovah their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spoke Azariah, the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. Jehovah our God hath not sent thee to say, ye shall not go into Egypt to sojourn. You may ask yourself, these were the people who in chapter 42 were telling the prophet that he should go and pray on their behalf, and whatsoever that the Lord wills, they will do it. They want to do it, whether it means good or evil for them. And this time in chapter 43, you find them trying to tell the prophet that he indeed did not pray, and they don't believe in his words anymore. It's a very interesting story. So they told him, no, that God cannot tell you for us to stay in Jerusalem because it is very dangerous. Now we are afraid of the Babylonians. So Johanan, let me continue from the same verse 3. But Baruch, son of Neriah, setteth thee against us to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans, that they may put us to death and carry us away captive to Babylon. So Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces and all the people obeyed not the voice of Jehovah to dwell in the land of Judah. So they didn't want to stay, and Johanan was leading them, and they absolutely said, no. The prophet is not telling us exactly what God wills. But rather, they, instead of putting the blame on the old prophet Jeremiah, they were afraid. So they put the blame on his secretary or his friend or his co-worker called Baruch, and said, it is Baruch who has actually caused the prophet to speak this way against us. So the men and the women and the tortoise and all of them, they actually did not obey the voice of the Lord. And that is what we find these people. Now they want to go back into Egypt. They want to go and then stay in Egypt. And as our study today tells us, if you read Exodus chapter 16 verse 3 and Numbers chapter 16 verse 13, you find out the same scenario for the children of Israel after they are being released from bondage, Egyptian bondage, wanted to go back and serve their masters, even though God had delivered them. And if you take it figuratively, you will see that these same Israelites seem not to have learned from what happened to them when Jacob willingly moved into Egypt and later became a slave. For it to take about 400 years for God to come in and intervene and bring them back into the promised land. Now they are in the promised land where God had actually given them ample evidence of his protection, but they want to go back into Egypt, thinking there is much safety in Egypt, much more than Jerusalem, where God actually dwells.
Returning to Egypt is what we're looking at. And as the story still unfolds, that what these people did was the same thing that Moses and his people also had. But by God's grace, we believe that as we continue to learn all these things, we would not practice it, but then believe in Jesus Christ for him to direct our path. I believe our pastor has one or two things to tell us.
Well, all that I want to share with my dearest listener is that think about the various Egypts you might have gone through, the various exiles that you might have endured in the hands of Satan, and how marvelously God has saved you or intends to save you from them. Would you want to go back into slavery when you have been sent into freedom? May the freedom of God be yours by not returning into Egypt, which is a symbol of slavery. I pray that you will always recount God's blessings on your behalf than the various woes you can really encounter. May he be your shield so you can stand for him even in times of need. Stand for the Lord, and he will be by your side. Amen.
Amen. Dear friends, let's stand by the Lord, and he will indeed be by our side. Upon this note, let's offer a word of prayer so that we will not commit the same mistakes that the people committed here. This is the second time. The first time was with Moses, and today's own is with Jeremiah. What do we think will be next? That is something we ought to listen to. And let's not pray for the next, but then we should pray for change, and that is now. Amen. Returning to Egypt is our lesson topic for today, and I believe we have been blessed. May the good Lord continue to shower his blessings upon us. May his name be praised now and forevermore.
Blessed Jesus. any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +234 247 3528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
The moment of truth.
Watching for you.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I'm your humble servant, Samuel Nyantechi Kwame. Today's sermon is entitled Good God, Bad World, Why? Good God, Bad World, Why? Let's bow for a prayer. Wonderful Father, we're grateful once again for such a moment given to us to talk about the truth. Help us to understand who you are and how you created this beautiful world. Help us to understand what sin has caused this world to be and come to you so that you will give us happy life and your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Good God, bad world. Why? Our memory text is taken from Jeremiah 29, verse 3, and 31, verse 3. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness, I have drawn you. Good God. Bad world. Why? As we look at our world, it is a world in trouble, a world consumed with war, famine, and poverty, a world written in sickness, diseases, and sorrows. From these conditions springs one of life's basic questions. What is the origin of the suffering, sickness, death so prevalent in our world? Why do the good as well as the bad suffer? Why are there birth defects and cancer? Why do earthquakes, famine, and tornadoes cause thousands of innocent victims to die? Who is behind violence and war? If indeed God is love, why all these challenges in life? These questions will not go away by attempting to ignore them. They demand an answer. And grace be to God. Praise be to His name. Glory be to God that all these answers have been found in the Bible. Because He loves us and He wants us to know who He is as our Heavenly Father. If God is not responsible for human suffering, where did it originate? According to Matthew 13, 24 and 28, the Bible says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. So the servant of the owner said, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.'" Wonderful. The purpose of God for this earth was to enjoy a good life. But the enemy came in. Who is the enemy? Maybe the next question. Matthew 13 verse 39 says, "The enemy who sold them is the devil." The enemy we're talking about here is the devil, Satan, the dragon. He is our enemy. Did God create a devil? If Satan is our enemy, then is it not God who created him? Let's read from Ezekiel 28, 12 through 15. "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and a perfect in beauty. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you." So our devil here was a perfect being created by God. But because he allowed himself for an iniquity to pave way in him, that made him an enemy to other creatures of God. God created Lucifer, a beautiful, glorious angel, yet He gave him the capacity to choose. To remove the power of choice is to remove the power to love. Biblical love is not forced or caused. It springs from divine love. It can never be forced. This led to the fall of man because the enemy, after he fell, came to deceive man. And it resulted a fall also of man. And as a result of man's fall, what does Satan now claim as his? Luke 4, 5 and 6. "Then the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'All this authority I give you and the glory, for this has been delivered to me and I give to whoever I wish.'" Satan claims this world as his. Yes, that is his claims. But is it his truly? He was also a created being by God. But because of the fall of this world, that makes him claim this world as his. Is it going to be given to him forever? Though he has caused as many to have pain, he has caused as many to have challenges, troubles on earth. Yet there is a hope. We've come to know that he is the devil. He is our enemy. But there is a God who loves and cares and has a plan for us to live a happy life after the coming of Jesus Christ. Satan is soon to be defeated and destroyed through Calvary's cross. He has been proven a liar. God is love. The principle of his government will ensure the happiness of his creators throughout all eternity. You can't be on the winning side. Why not tell Jesus, Lord, I choose to stand with you. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I invite you to enter my life as my King. You are God's. All what is happening in your life is of the devil. Come to Christ and be free. God bless you for accepting him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.